Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Ellie, ever heard of a death cafe?
Not until you told me the name Death Cafe this morning, and I thought, I need to know more about this.
Fascinating. Didn't know they existed until I read an article on it the other day. Mm. And then I realised we have one down the road in Castlemaine.
Yeah.
And I tracked down the owner, the lady that runs it, Hayley, and she joins us on the show now. Good morning, Hayley.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. Now, a Death Cafe, for anyone that's listening has no idea what we're talking about. Do you want to explain quickly what you do?
So a Death Cafe is a facilitated conversation for 2 hours about everything to do with death and dying.
Over a latte or?
Yes. So Death Cafe is a non-profit group. Like it's a group that sets up in spaces. So it's not an actual physical cafe, but it's always in a space where there's food and coffee or tea. Like you have to have nourishment as part of the conversation. So we generally run Death Cafe in a local business.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Here's me thinking it's got like skulls and crossbones on the wall and you like red jelly for food and
that's
stuff.
That's how it sounds though.
Yeah.
So you hire out the space in an actual cafe, you call it a Death Cafe. It's where people can come and openly talk about maybe a death that they've experienced.
Yeah, that's right. So what happens is you arrive and you get your coffee and you sit down, and then I kind of give the spiel about Death Cafe, which was created in the UK.
Oh, wow.
What happens, I have to kind of tell everyone that it's a confidential space, and then also it's a respectful place, like, you know, to let everybody have their say. And if you don't agree with a topic, then, you know, just let that person be able to talk about it. Yeah, it's not for profit and there has to be food and drink. And, you know, it's also a space where you don't book your wares. So if you're a funeral director coming along, you can't book your business.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, basically people come along who've had an experience with death, but also those who are, you know, there's all sorts of different people who come. Death has been a really taboo subject in our society, and Death Cafe was created for a Western culture, where, you know, in countries where we don't talk about death as much. So, you know, I often get people who come whose parents are elderly and they don't want to talk about anything about their funeral or how they're dying or what their needs are or what they want after they've gone. So they're trying to broach the subject with their elderly parents. But then I get the elderly parents who come whose family don't want to talk about it. And they're bragging about the fact that they've got their advanced care directive done and their will, and they've got their plan for their funeral done. And,
well, my grandfather, Hayley, my grandfather says that he openly talks about it with us, so I don't think he needs to come. He says that when grandma eventually passes, he's going to replace her with two 20-year-old Swedish girls. So.
Yeah. Good on him. He's got a plan.
He does. So do you speak about things like the afterlife?
Sometimes we get people, see, it depends, because the conversation doesn't have a format, it depends who comes to the conversation. So, you know, sometimes we'll have a lot of palliative care nurses that come, so it could be a more medicalized kind of a conversation. But then other times, yeah, we've had people that have had afterlife experiences who have talked about that too, yeah.
And it can be, it's obviously quite a depressing topic, really, death. Do you get many people suffering from depression come along? Is it kind of an outlet for those suffering or is it more for the elderly?
No. It's for every age group. And, you know, one of the things I do say also at the start is not a counselling session. Mm-hmm. So I'm not an expert. I haven't been trained in counselling. I'm an artist with an interest in the topic.
Mm.
So, you know, no, I don't think it's a depressing topic. I think it's just because it's something that people associate with the horrible part of death. Like, you know, it's for me particularly, talking about death makes me celebrate life more, knowing that I can face my own mortality and that I'm organised and I'm organised for my family. And my family, sure, they'll be grieving when I've gone. But, you know, if I can put things in place to make it a little bit easier for them, and that gives me a lot of joy.
Do you get a few characters in there, Hayley, that are like people that might be obsessed with death, things like that?
Not really. You'd be surprised how normal everybody is.
Because when you hear the word Death Cafe, I'm just picturing, like Ellie said, a room full of
serial killers.
Yeah. and skull and crossbones on the wall. But it's nothing like that. It actually sounds like quite a safe and nice place.
Yeah.
It really is.
How can people find out more?
There's a deathcafe.com website, and you can look for the nearest death cafe near you and when it's happening. We are going to be at the Four Beans Cafe in Northcote on Sunday, May the 26th, and from 11 to 1, and you can book a place through Eventbrite.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating initiative. So good on you, Hayley, for undertaking it. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Undertaking,
to have a chat about it.
Good pun.
No, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, nice.